Well, as the month of May rolls around, May is beef month, and we're just a few days away, and we're talking today about safety, if you're going to be preparing some of those beef products here this summer. Nutrition and wellness program specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, Barb Fuller, is with us this morning. Barb, how are you today?
I am great. It's a great day in Southwest Iowa.
Absolutely. Well, this is a great time of the year. It's always fun to see things come back to life. We get to spend more time outside, probably hanging around that grill.
That's right. It is time to start thinking about cooking outdoors. Some people cook outdoors all year round, but summertime is always the favorite time for barbecues. So, again, just some safe food grilling guidelines. We don't want to invite bacteria to our party and make everyone sick.
Are we kind of introducing an extra step? If we're just going from, say, the counter to the oven is one thing, but if we're going from the counter, then taking that food outdoors toward the grill, are we kind of introducing more dangers there?
Maybe a little bit. The biggest thing is you want to not put cooked meat or any cooked food on the plate or the platter or whatever you carried it out to the grill. If it had raw meat on it, there's potentially bacteria there, and you could introduce that to your cooked meat when you put it back on that dirty platter.
If we're using like tongs to move meat from one place to another, those kinds of things, should we be cleaning those off?
Yeah, it's a little hard to figure out when you should do that, but definitely when it's ready to go, you want to take clean tongs, clean utensils to get it off. You know, if you flipped it a couple of times with those same tongs or fork or whatever, it's potentially contaminated because it wasn't cooked all the way through. So, you know, take an extra set with you.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's start from the get-go because we all buy differently. Some might buy that meat from the store. Some might buy it from the locker. Some might buy it in different ways, get it from different sources. But at the end of the day, it's getting it home. Sometimes it's frozen, and that's one thing, but we need to thaw appropriately, too, if we're getting frozen foods like that, frozen meats, correct?
That's right. So in the store, you want to separate if it's raw, not so much frozen, meat and poultry from especially fresh produce or things that you aren't going to cook. So sometimes you can pick up an extra produce bag and just slip your meat there, or some stores do have bags that they'll put those in when you're at the meat counter. And you want to make sure it's refrigerated if you're going to be out very long. So take a cooler along with some ice packs. Pack it with some frozen food, something to keep it from getting too warm, especially it gets to be 90 degrees, which it may be sooner or later. So transporting it just to keep it cold. So again, if you're going to a picnic or a barbecue and you have that raw hamburgers or steaks or whatever, that they're kept cool till you get there. So cool is a really important step.
Yeah, it's one thing if we're grilling right out back on the deck or in the backyard. It's another thing if we're taking it to a separate location somewhere to grill out in a park or some place like that.
That's right. So, again, you want to keep that thing separate that are ready to eat. So if it's produce or your favorite cupcakes or whatever, you don't want the meat to drip on that. So keeping things separate, or maybe taking two coolers, one for the meat and one for everything else.
Okay. Barb, we talk a lot about, you know, cleaning those surfaces and things. Let's say you do get a little bit of some of that drippage on the countertop, or sometimes it happens during the thawing process. If you're thawing something out in the refrigerator and maybe don't set it on a plate or something, just set it on the shelf, you know, you might get a little bit of that in there. How should we clean that?
Well, start with a paper towel or something disposable, not with the same dish rag or sponge or anything that you're using to wash dishes. So something you can throw away, or if it is a dishcloth or a towel or something, that you don't rinse it and reuse it. Take it immediately to be laundered. And you could use a light bleach solution if you want to, and that's not a bad idea to clean your refrigerator once a month with a light bleach solution. It's really only about a teaspoon per gallon of bleach, so it's not much bleach. I always say if it smells like a swimming pool, it's probably too much bleach. Bleach is a nice clean smell, but you can get too much bleach, and that can cause a problem too.
Okay. Well, and it's probably a bad assumption to think, well, it's cold in the refrigerator, so the bacteria won't live there anyway.
Well, there are some bacteria that like to grow where it's cold. So it's always a good idea to wipe it up and clean it up. And again, hot, soapy water is wonderful if you don't want to take the time to bleach things. So wipe up the immediate spill and then just use some hot, soapy water. And that'll take care of lots of things right away.
Okay, very good. Well, I know a lot of people do pick up the different frozen meats from the grocery store, the lockers and things. When it comes to thawing, is there a proper way to do that?
Well, keeping it frozen again, so if you're going to be a ways to get home, you might want to throw it in a cooler with some ice packs. If it's solidly frozen, it'll be fine for quite a while. And then when you're home, get it right away in the freezer. If you're thawing food to eat, no matter what it is, it really needs to be thawed in the refrigerator, or you can thaw it under running cold water. So if you're trying to get some steaks apart or something like that, you can partially thaw in the microwave, but you need to continue some kind of a cooking process. And even some things like hamburger patties that are already patted and frozen, you can just cook them from frozen. They may take a little bit longer, but it doesn't always have to be thawed out all the way. But never thaw at room temperature. Room temperature is where bacteria love to grow.
Okay, well, then we get to that cooking process, too. And a lot of times we go by sight. And just because the outside sections of that meat look pretty good doesn't necessarily mean it's always done on the inside.
That's right. So you know me, I'm always pushing using that thermometer, those meat thermometers. Not very expensive, easy to use. And actually, meat needs to be cooked. So a steak or a pork chop, 145 degrees, which is actually about medium rare. It's still pink and juicy, and that's fine. If you like it a little doner, it's about 160 for medium. But ground beef really should be cooked to 160 degrees. If you look at some research, it's 1 in 4 hamburgers that appear to be brown are not cooked to 160 degrees. And it really takes 160 degrees to kill E. coli, which is what we're concerned with in ground beef.
Sure, sure. Okay. Well, and you mentioned too, in some cases you could throw that meat on there while it's still frozen on the grill, but that's where you really want to be careful about making sure you're using that meat thermometer, because again, it might look done on the outside, but the inside might still be mostly frozen.
That's right. And if it's something thin, that's a lot better than if it's something pretty thick. Of course, it would take a lot longer to get that thick piece of meat done all the way through.
Yeah, well, we want it to be safe. A lot of times when we're grilling like this in the summertime, it's not just for the family. We oftentimes like to have friends over to spend some time out in the backyard, and you certainly don't want to endanger a whole group of people.
That's right. You don't want to make your friends or your family sick.
It might be the last barbecue you ever hold.
That's right. We don't want that to happen.
No, not at all. And when it comes to leftovers, the same rules apply for the rest of the time of the year as they do with barbecues?
Yep, that's right, especially if it's hot. So if it's more than 90 degrees, you want to think about getting things back where it's cool. So if it's something hot that's left over or a cold food that you had out, get those back in an hour. If it's, you know, less than 90 degrees, you still have a couple of hours. But again, bacteria really like that nice warm temperature. So don't let things sit out too long. Get them back in the refrigerator, back in a cooler, under ice.
All right. Is there any differences really between the different types of beef products?
No, meat is pretty much beef is beef, and pork and all of those are, you know, they still need to be treated safely.
Okay, very good. So just make sure you're aware of the thickness and the ability to get that done in a certain period of time and plan out accordingly and use those meat thermometers. Make sure you're getting
That's
something
right.
that folks are looking for. Yeah, you can do it more from just from sight. Sometimes folks like to maybe cut that steak open a little bit, take a look at it to see. You can still do that with that meat thermometer, even if you like those cuts to be maybe medium rare. If you know the right temperature for that, you can gauge it that way and be just a little safer.
That's right. Always good advice.
Very good. Well, Barb, I know this is probably the last time you and I are going to get to visit in this capacity. You are retiring here very soon from your work at Iowa State University, and we sure hope that you've enjoyed all this time. I know we've enjoyed the visits and appreciate all the good information, and hope you get to do a few more things that you enjoy now.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, May 5th is my last day with Extension, so it's been 13 and a half years and lots of good people along the way.
Well, very good. Well, we wish you the best down the road, Barb. Thank you so much today for the time.
You're very welcome.